Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 One World Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Rafał Wyzak. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Director of Unconditional Love. I loved the film. I watched it and I thought it was terrific. But for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with it, would you like to maybe say a few words to introduce it?
This is a very private story about me and my grandma. My grandma is like second mother for me, and she has a big problem with my sexual orientation because I'm gay. We are trying to understand each other and find some solution for this situation.
When did you get the idea to actually make a film that's so personal and private?
That was like 5 or 6 years ago, but I was filming like all the time since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
So a lot of shots are from my childhood and when I was growing up. But the official shots were started like 6 years, about 5 years ago.
So the shots, the film itself took about 5 years to make? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure if I can say like this. I think the film was... all process is like 10 years.
Ah, so... Yeah. Okay, so help me understand. You were so known as the person who goes around filming people that maybe it wasn't that hard to ask your grandmother to make a movie about it.
Mm-hmm, because camera was always... in my house,
yeah.
Because I was a bit fanatic of filming everything. Yeah. Camera was helping me to talk with my family.
Sure.
I can say like
okay,
this.
Okay, so even before you thought about making the film, yes. It was a way for you to communicate with your
yes.
family.
Yes.
But did your grandmother know that you were going to make this film?
No.
When did she find out? Because she must have found out.
I think when we were close to finish the shots, I was telling her that will be some kind of movie. And when I finish the movie, I show her this movie and she accept this because we was after our kind of war. Mm. So then that wasn't so shocking for her.
Yeah, because in the film you do have this contrast, obviously, that revolves around your sexual orientation. A lot of it is also influenced by the religious background of your grandmother.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that, the religious, this religious backdrop? I guess it's a Polish thing, mm-hmm. which I can understand because I was born in Italy mm-hmm. and I grew up in Ireland. They're two very Catholic places.
Yeah.
Or they used to be, at least.
And the same situation is in Poland, particularly in our grandmothers and grandfathers. So I can say that Catholicism, Christianity is all her world. Mm. I think it's something was very helping her in her actually situation because she's very lonely, you know. In generation of my grandmother, the Catholicism or Christianity was very, very important religion because this religion, I think, very helping these people in her difficult life.
But I don't know if you can call your grandmother a religious extremist, right?
Maybe it's look when you saw her in first time, mm. but when you live with her, you can see that sometimes she opens some doors.
Yeah. So now that you've made this film and that people are watching it, how do you feel about exposing this personal side of your life?
I'm okay with this because this kind of talking with people, with society... I was doing it from my childhood. This was some kind of way to talk with people, which I find to myself.
And now you can talk about it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to open up a dialogue with the audience, with yes, an international yes. audience.
Because when I was a kid, I was a very lonely kid, you know, with my orientation and with my world. And that was too much for me to be in this close world. And I was looking for a way to talk with people.
Are you still lonely?
No.
Not so much. How did so you stop? When did you stop being lonely?
I'm not sure if I can tell you, you know, exactly. Maybe like 10 years ago when I start, when I start showing my movies to to people, maybe so like this.
So you stopped feeling lonely when you started doing something about your interest in filmmaking, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. And when I starting to show my my soul.
Yeah.
Maybe something like this, yeah.
What did you use to shoot this documentary with? Because it looked like you might have used some portable equipment as well.
Because the shots, that was like 10 years, so I use, I think, four kind of cameras,
yeah.
You know, and older, some older technique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously there wasn't a big crew. It was maybe you and then another person. I think there was a cinematographer.
Most of shoots I was doing by myself, but in last moment there was another person, Zosia, who is in film also. She was helping me with filming.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.